Hospitals nationwide are running out of prescription drugs and other supplies. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration's drug shortage list has more than 100 entries. And as WXXI's Brett Dahlberg reports, there are fears that a trade war could balloon that list even more.
I wonder if your work is affected at all by drug shortages.
Every day.
Is it? Every day.
Every day, yeah. So the laugh was like a knowing laugh.
Yes.
Correct. That is correct.
These technicians in the pharmaceutical compounding room at Strong Memorial Hospital have their work cut out for them. Ongoing drug shortages in the U.S. mean they need to formulate medications that they used to be able to buy. And that takes time, and it costs money. Kurt Haas is the director of pharmacy at the University of Rochester Medical Center, which operates Strong.
Drug shortages for institutions like ours are just part of the new normal.
And he says it's possible the shortage is about to get even worse.
The majority of the active ingredient in pharmaceutical products come from outside the United States. China is one of the largest producers in the world. And when you have a majority of the active ingredient for pharmaceutical products coming from, say, China, and there's a trade war, you worry about that supply chain.
Across town at Rochester Regional Health's Unity Hospital in Greece, their pharmacy director, Jim Della Rocco, agrees.
If you're talking about the Chinese question, yes. I would tell you that we're watching to see what they are going to do.
David Goff at the industry lobbying group Association for Accessible Medicines says he sees a potential problem too.
It could be a risk. Thus far, it has not been. But I would tell you the U.S.-China tariff process that we started months ago had several pharmaceutical products listed on it. And so we worked very diligently with the White House to change that list.
And the federal government has exempted pharmaceuticals from every tariff list since then. But industry experts say that does not mean the threat is over. Goff says his organization is constantly monitoring trade policy discussions so they can fight to keep pharmaceuticals off future tariff lists. And even if the U.S. doesn't levy tariffs against pharmaceuticals manufactured in China, China could still retaliate against other tariffs by barring pharmaceutical exports to the United States. And that's what has people really worried, because it's unpredictable. As an example of what happens when a drug supply is cut off, Jen Shaw pulls up the website URMC uses to place its orders for medications.
I would go just type in for the drug name. So I'm typing in Ketorolac. It's an anti-inflammatory.
Shaw is the drug shortage specialist at URMC. It's a job that didn't even exist until a few years ago. And the drug she's looking up, Ketorolac, is often used to manage pain and swelling after surgery.
And we can look at this screen here and see that there's nothing available. It's all red. So this drug in particular, our average daily use is 110 vials of this a day. Pretty substantial when you look at the fact that we can get zero.
But the Ketorolac case also shed some light on why a trade war is actually not at the top of the list of concerns for pharmacy directors like Haas. They have enough to worry about without it.
Well, it doesn't keep me up at night, but I think it is something that we do need to be cognizant of and something that we do need to worry about.
But what if China does slam the door on drug exports to the United States?
I mean, if that were to happen, it would be catastrophic to the pharmaceutical supply in the United States.
Brett Dahlberg, WXXI News.